They were sharp. They were on the better team tonight. Obviously, we got to stay out of the box with the power play that they have. We have to be better. They played a great game, put us on our heels. They probably feeling really successful in their first two periods. So it's something we got to do a better job of getting to our game plan when they're dictating the pace and play and we're putting pucks places. It's tough to get into your rhythm. It's something we have to break early and have a better start to a game.
Chris, how deflating was that disallowed goal by Cooch at the end of the first?
I think we all knew we had six guys on the ice before it went in. I didn't even know he scored. But, if you could have hypothetically thought that was going to go in and then they turn around and score one 3 seconds later, obviously it's at the end of a period, which is a key time in a game, to capitalize on a power play, which you know is really, really potent and deadly. So we have to, game plan, do a better job, but execute a lot better.
Because game one can kind of be a feeling out process in some ways. What kind of a feel did you get for where you have to improve for game two?
Everywhere. They turned pucks up quick, put pucks behind us, and dictated the way the game was going to be played. That's something that we had success in another team. We have to raise our elevation of what we can do out there, but give them credit. They took game one on us. We have to be better for the game of series.
Chris, you've been in this playoff position before, and obviously you've lost the game. How much does you guys lean on your experience in this sort of situation?
Thankfully it is a seven-game series. It's not one game in and out, but you're going to try to feel it out. Hopefully you jump right in. You don't kind of test the water. I think we tested the water a little too much. They were obviously on their game right away from the beginning to be able to jump out to that 2-0 lead and get your team feeling good. We didn't put a lot of pucks to their goalie and didn't test them all that well or all that much. So we have to execute better, try to be better, but obviously try and slow them down too.
How much did they win the game in the neutral zone and slowing you down and not allowing you to get into the zone?
They did a good job of turning pucks up, getting up to the other side of us. Obviously, their D jumped up quite a bit. They created numerous 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, 4-on-3s. They're jumping, giving them credit. They played a really good playoff, solid road game.
The score is what it is in the third period, but can you take anything out of that third period to kind of build on for the next game?
That we need to be better. If we expect to be in this series against a really good, dynamic team that has lots of skill, we have to execute better. Arrive on dumps, be better putting pucks areas and putting pucks around their goalie. We didn't really test them. We didn't get second, third chances. We have to try and dictate the pace of play.
Did they catch you off guard at all in here? I mean, just trying to adjust in the third period to what they brought in the first two? Just not having familiarity?
We didn't have that jump that we needed. They came out and took it to us. That's something that, in your own rink, if we had some time off, we should have been better. That's the area where we should have been on each other on the bench early on, but it crept into our game. We have to, go out and practice tomorrow, look at the tape, see what we can do better to try and change the tempo and how they're coming at us.
Chris, the first 2.5-3 minutes, the puck was in their end most of the time. You seemed like you get off to a good start, but then there was a quick change. What do you think changed at the point?
I think we passed up a lot of opportunities to put pucks on the net, create those rebounds, create those long shifts, things that we had success doing. Trying to find those second, third chances, extending a shift, those are things that we do quite frequently that kind of tilt the ice in our favor, and we didn't do that. We were kind of one and out or tried to go one-on-one, and they turned the puck over and evidently came at us in the waves that we want to do it. So we have to try to regroup game plan, but know that we're in a series. It's going to be a tough, hard-fought series.
Did they raise their intensity at that point and maybe you guys not match it?
I think they just, they came out wanting to win a game more than we did. I think that they dictated the way the game was played, and I wouldn't lean too much into the third period because they're up by 4 goals. They're going to be on the right side of the puck all the time. So we have to go out there and change the way we're going to think and going to play the game when we step on the ice in game two.
Chris, are you one and out in a lot of those instances because of you guys or because of what they're doing?
It's both. If you don't have extra guys on the rush with you to generate that offensive and put pucks in and arrive on pucks at the right time, then it makes it tough to sustain any pressure. So that's a good job by them by getting back on pucks and getting pucks up quick past you. So it's a kind of a chess match of how you do things, and if you can put pucks in behind them and arrive on it, if they can get it before it and move it past us, then they're going to have those on them rushes.
And that was the thing against Boston, right? Every time they de-return, you guys seem to be right in their face.
Right, and that's something that we got to be a skating team. We got to look like we're playing fast. It's not necessarily burning guys in the neutral. It's arriving, being in certain areas at the right time, and you know, their D did a great job of moving the puck, but also jumping past our guys. We were a little sleepy on trying to, you know, maybe finish checks and adjustments.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.